Indeed, the Viennese pianos of Mozart's time were noted for their light sound and exceedingly sensitive touch. So Mozart's harpsichord-derived playing technique was well-suited for the pianos he encountered and played in Vienna. Johann Hummel, a well-known pianist and, I believe, a vastly underrated composer, wrote around 1800, and I quote, "The Viennese Grand can easily be played by the most delicate hands. It allows the pianist to create all kinds of nuances, responds promptly, has a round flute-like tone, and does not interfere with fluency by being too stiff." The key words, my friends, regarding these early pianos and the way they were played, delicate and fluent. We listen to a bit of a Mozart piano sonata played on an instrument built by the Viennese piano builder Johann Schanz in 1790. In regards to the music itself, please be aware of the hunting horn-inspired opening theme and the delicate, fluent, essentially two-part, two-voice nature of the writing, typical of Mozart's most brilliant keyboard music. Do we hear any big chords here? Any long, ringing, sustained pitches? Any thundering crescendi? No. You can't ask a lamb to be a lion, and Mozart is working here within the limits imposed by the instrument. In regards to the instrument, be aware that to our ears, it sounds about halfway between a harpsichord and a modern piano. Its sustaining power, limited. Its resonance, minimal. Mozart, Piano Sonata in D Major, Kürschel 576, Movement 1. In Mozart's own words, tempo and melody on a properly played piano should flow like oil, indicating well the pianistic ideal of the time, a smooth, light, and controlled sound. Beethoven. One wonders how Mozart would have reacted to the piano music and the piano playing of the mature Ludwig van Beethoven. Does this music, does this piano flow like oil? Now granted, the sort of piano available to Beethoven in 1819 was a different kettle of keys than what Mozart had available in 1789. Bigger, more resonant, yes, but still rather thin-stringed and wooden-harped. However, I would point out that Beethoven was clinically deaf by 1819 and that the instruments he grew up playing were much more like the ones Mozart played. So what's different here, truly different between Beethoven and Mozart's piano music, is Beethoven's concept of the piano, his belief that the piano should be capable of heroic utterance, of organ-like sustain, and of orchestral power. For our information, Franz Liszt would become the first pianist to perform all the Beethoven piano sonatas and was famous in particular for his thunderous performances of the Hammerklavier Sonata, the sonata we just sampled.